WJTL Newsboys, born again. Good morning to you. It's 7:22.
Good morning. Your weather today is looking, we have a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m., so please be careful on those roads. It's pretty rough out there, but otherwise it's going to be sunny towards the end of the day, high of 83. Tonight's looking clear, low of 57, and tomorrow we got Winning Wednesday coming up, sunny, high of 84, currently 59 here at the Junction Center.
Our special guest today is author Michael Christian Shaw. Mike has written a book. It's called Faithful Are the Wounds. Good morning again, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
It's so good to be here. Really,
so we talked about you having been in an early Christian band. I mean, those were the early days of contemporary Christian music.
It was.
Christian
Stevens.
We started
in 79.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, you guys were pioneers and probably didn't even realize it.
We had no clue we were pioneering anything.
Yeah.
We were just trying to get from concert to concert and eat a couple meals in between.
So. Yeah. I'm sure. I'd love to talk to you more just about that. But today we're talking about your book, Faithful Are the Wounds. Really, there is a big part of it that is about Christian Stevens and your college days and your music days. Also about your brother Bruce, who died 9 days after you were born.
Correct.
Which has just impacted your entire life. But there's also a section about your daughter Becky. Tell us about that.
Well, as the story grew and evolved into this book, I realized that one of the pieces that would be important to communicate is that even though I'd gone through this trauma as a young child and as an adolescent and even into my young adulthood, it didn't mean coming out of that and experiencing healing that came through knowing Jesus Christ, it didn't mean the end of pain and trauma.
Mm.
It's just part of life.
Right.
And so what I did is I revisited an event in 1999 when our 13-year-old daughter, Becky, developed cancer. And it was kind of like going back to the trauma of losing Bruce.
Yeah.
But now we're the parents.
Right.
And this is our daughter. And it was a whole different perspective, and it just required holding on to Christ like we had never before. And the story ends well. Becky is a cancer survivor, but walking through that summer of 99 when things were touch and go brought me face to face with a lot of those childhood fears of death and loss and grief. And I thought that was important because it's not like things happen and then they get better and life is all rosy. You
right.
know, there's no guarantee for that.
Right.
And it was important to capture that in the story.
We're talking to Mike about his book, Faithful Are the Wounds. This book is available anywhere you can get books online.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you going to do any kind of signings or any kind of things where people can come out and meet you and talk to you about the book?
I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
I think people would love it.
You got to realize, I don't, like with Christian Stevens, I don't really know what I'm doing yet.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so yeah. endearing, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm learning as we go. I'm an old dog. This is a new trick, and yeah. I'm learning as we go.
No, I love it. And I mean, you've already talked about just holding on to Jesus through that grief, but as people have this in their hands and read it, what are you hoping is given to them from reading this book?
Well, first and foremost, this book is my testimony of coming to faith in Christ and how that happened.
Mm.
And it's very raw. It's very real. There's no pithy cliches. It's just how it unfolded in my life.
Right.
And it was while I was a junior in college up at Muhlenberg College. I had transferred there from the United States Naval Academy, and I had a profound experience where my life changed in a night. That's the core of this book,
right.
This testimony of who Jesus is and what he did for us on the cross. Beyond that, I want people to know that there is a God in heaven who is eternally existent, who loves us with an everlasting love, and regardless of our circumstances, that he is an ever-present help in times of trouble, and he will never fail. He will never leave us or forsake us. And he is faithful. And that's right there, the first word in the title. He's a faithful God.
Yeah.
I want people to know that because when it's said and done, with all the pains and hurts and griefs and trauma in life, where do you go for help?
Right.
That's eternal and real. And that's, I want people to be encouraged and maybe challenged to think about who God is. There's not one of us who hasn't been touched by some kind of pain or loss. It was interesting, Fred, when the publisher was asking me, who's your target audience? I was like, wow, anybody who's had an experience of pain or trauma. That's
right.
That's pretty much everyone.
Yeah,
so
it really
is. It's a message about a specific incidences in my life, but it's got a broad impact, I think.
Yeah. If you're a person who has experienced that kind of trauma and loss, and you want to find out about the faithfulness of God, Faithful Are the Wounds is the book for you. Michael Christian Shaw is the author. It's available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. Mike, it's been a treat getting to see you again after all these years.
Yeah,
and hear about your book. And we encourage our listeners to check it out, and we want to give them an opportunity to win the book right now.
Yeah, we're so excited. You guys can have a chance to win the book Faithful Are the Wounds. If you want to call in, we will have our third caller win this book today. So you can call 717-392-3690. That's 717-392-3690. So call in.
Yeah, call now to win. Mike, thank you again. Have
Thanks,
such a great
Fred.
Day.
You too. This revival.